In a video posted on Starbucks' website, the company gave its 175,000 partners or employees a preview of today's training with an opening message from President and CEO Kevin Johnson.
We are here to make Starbucks a place where everyone feels welcome.
Starbucks says it worked with advisors and experts to come up with a collaborative and engaging experience for employees, and the training will focus on understanding racial bias. Even though the Center for Professional Development at Canisius College specializes in diversity training, it's not working with local Starbucks. But Executive Director Jennifer Patrick says starting with a conversation about bias is key.
It's sort of the tipping point of how you can make people self-aware.
Patrick says biases can adversely affect the workplace, employees' behavior with each other, and their customers. She says their program uses real scenarios with people acting biased about someone's gender, race, or ethnicity.
And people can relate to that. You know, it's not just in the workplaces these things are happening. I mean, everyone's out in the world living their lives and doing their daily things. So they see these examples in live and living color, and it needs to resonate with them. So we touch on a lot of different things, but because it's scenario-based, it really does hit home pretty quickly.
In its preview video, Starbucks shows the training will include its employees, quote, exploring bias personally.
When I first started working there, I had to deal with difficult homeless customers all the time.
I found someone in the restroom shooting up. Immediately, I shut down, I froze.
Patrick says conversations like that can be uncomfortable.
Kudos to Starbucks. We work really hard to create that safe environment for employees so that they can have those awkward, uncomfortable conversations or realizations. And then based on that, help them move forward with hopefully improving their own workplaces.
But will today's training session work? University at Buffalo Associate Professor Katerina Bezrakova says more than a day is needed. Bezrakova conducted a study that looked at 40 years of research on the effects of diversity training and whether the effects persist over time or disappear.
And that was a really cool sort of a way to look at it, because what we found, as people go on after training with their lives, they accumulate more and more knowledge, and training really affects how they focus their attention on learning about other cultures or people who are different. However, attitudes and behaviors that do not stick. So whatever positive increases right after training, they disappear to the levels of where they were before training.
Bezrakova says what they found most effective is when training is embedded with other diversity initiatives throughout a company.
So if it's just one shot, let's just do it. Let's just stop working for one day and just do it. And it's going to be like one-shot deals. That's not going to work or have any effect.
But Starbucks is promising today is just a start. And in the coming weeks, months, and years, other issues, including sexual identity, political views, and religious affiliation, will be addressed.
It won't be perfect, but we are all in this together.
Chris Kaye, WBFO News.